Well, hello everyone, and it's good to be back. I want to start this time of gratitude, which is the theme, by thanking Raj Mock for taking my place last week and causing a little bit of mischief at the end of the service. Isn't it Lady Gaga who calls her people little monsters? Mm-hmm. Some monster mashing happening, I hear. Yes. And I am grateful that we're the type of ministry where we can have a lot of fun, yes? Because spirituality and happiness, it's about having fun. It's about being in joy. It's about being happy. I mean, who hasn't had answered prayer and not be happy? As soon as your prayer is answered, what are you doing? Yes! 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 Hallelujah, thank you, God. Yes, you're doing a little dance over there. I see you over there, Diane. It's about happiness. And happiness is an inside job. It's about being grateful for everything, every aspect that you have, no matter what is happening. And the greatest prayer, even though you will have marvelous chaplains, and quite a divine minister, pray with you at any time. You know, if you get stuck for prayers, one of the best prayers that you can say is, thank you. Yes, I don't know who just said that. Thank you, God. That's all you need to say. Thank you, God. No matter what is going on in your life, you don't have to get on your knees and beseech. You don't have to beg God. Just be in one place right here, right now, filled with greatness. Being gratefulness, having gratefulness, not grateful, being filled with greatness, knowing that you're filled with greatness, no matter what's happening in your life, will bring happiness. Dennis Waitley says, happiness cannot be traveled to, can't be owned, earned, worn, or consumed. I don't know about you, but sometimes I want to get my happiness in consumption, and it doesn't work that way. For happiness is a spiritual experience of living every minute, every second with love, with grace, and with gratitude. So this whole month, and yes, it's conveniently placed with Thanksgiving, but it's a month so that you can remember that gratitude and being thankful isn't a one-month job, a one-day job while we're stuffing our faces in consumption for happiness. It's a day-to-day, second-to-second experience that you choose to have, that I choose to have. Happiness is an inside job, because when we open up to the mystery all around us, that mystery of God, we stand in awe of everything. We stand in awe of the sunrise. We stand in awe of the sunset, of a newborn baby's sweet, sweet face, and the sweet, sweet face of time showing on our seniors. And with each moment that we appreciate and look at every moment as awe, in awe, you will be overcome with gratitude. Because that's what really living is supposed to be here, living here on earth, making it heaven here on earth, is a inside situation. Here, gratitude is an immersive experience, rather a conjured up thank you, or just thank you to be polite. I don't know about you, but I was taught to say thank you every time, and that was a polite thing to do when we were kids. That's what we were taught. Someone gives you something, you're happy, you get your candy, you're like, woo! You don't even think about thank you, you just like candy. And then your parent stops you and says, come here. And you're like, what? I got candy. What do you say? I got candy? I don't know if your parents were like my parents. I got the side eye look like, girl, don't make me act up on you here. You know what to say. Thank you. Yes. But that was a politeness. The spiritual knowing of gratitude is knowing that we should be thankful because every aspect we can be in awe of, even if we're in trouble. I mean, I had that experience just through this trip. Going to San Diego, that's where I was at. I was going to San Diego. I was flown out to San Diego to install one of my best friends. She used to live in San Diego. She moved to she used to live in Syracuse, excuse me. Most of you have met her, Reverend Edith. She now lives in San Diego. And I married her in her church. That's what an installation is. I was honored to do it. And by doggy, as I'm on my second plane heading to L.A., because I was stopping there to meet some family, getting some earplugs, I noticed that my purse was gone. It was not in my bag. We're taxiing towards flight, and I realized that my bag is gone. And in that moment, yes, I freaked out a little bit. And I also knew in that moment, as we're taxiing, and I can't yell to the stewardess, we got to go back, I had a decision. I could be freaked out for the 4 hours I had, or I could just relax. Be grateful that I found out at that point in time, because at least I knew that somewhere between one plane and the plane I was on, my purse was somewhere there. I could have gone all the way to Los Angeles not knowing where I dropped it. At least I knew that. I was grateful for that knowledge. And in that gratefulness, I found peace. And I found a capability of hearing Crystal. Once you land, because I had my license, I had my passport, I had my debit card, I even had my little card that said I'm a minister, all gone. But because my debit card was gone, I was like, if someone picked it up and they're going to take it for themselves, by the time I land, I will have no money in my account. As soon as we landed, I flipped open my phone, did the thing, no money had moved. Thank God. At least I knew that I could eat some way, somehow. I wasn't sure how without my debit card. But I knew that so long as I remained grateful, saying thank you all the way, I would hear what I needed to hear from internally. And so long as I chose to be happy, even in this situation, I knew it was going to be all right. And I had to be happy because I was there for a purpose. I had to get happy so that I could happily join my friend and her ministry together. I will tell you that I could have been the worst start. Well, okay, it kind of was the worst start of a vacation, but I could have allowed it to go down. But instead, because I was grateful, knowing that it was an inside job, I let the gratitude wash over me. I let the beauty of each and every situation wash over me. The beauty in knowing that I had people to support me. The beauty in knowing that my friends came together and were there. No questions asked. And family were there. I had the beauty of knowing that God was there showing me and directing me each and every way of what I needed to do, what I needed to say. I was thankful for the first time for technology. Because even though, well, okay, I'm thankful for technology all the time, but there's one piece of technology that I was really leery of, and that now I go, thank you, God, which is this thing that you use on your phone for paying your bills. It's iPay or GPay, and there's so all these kinds of pays where you wiggle your phone on this machine, and whoop, it takes your money out of the bank. I was having no part of that. That just sounded fishy to me, and now, as I have no money, no ID, except for my phone, I was directed by God to call my bank and let them know what was going on. And my mind said, okay, you're going to call your bank, said you lost stuff, but you want to get your money out of your account and use it somehow, and they're going to believe you, right? And they're going to make a way so that someone without any ID can do this, right? I said, thank you, God, for the message, and I followed through. Long story short, paid for. Paid for. And what I couldn't pay for with GPay, this thing called Cash App, not an advertisement, thank you very much. But what people paid for me, I could immediately, with this app, move money over to their account. I might not have had any ID, but I had a way to pay for myself. I had some freedom. Thank you, God. And I thank you for this technology that I'm going to use all the time. I mean, it's just there. No matter what the situation is, I was thankful for the knowing of the people who I couldn't count on, the people who didn't really care about how I was going to make it back from TSA without any ID. Because once I got that together, my next worry was, how was I going to get back home? No ID, no nothing, no passport, no. But God told me, before you get out of the Los Angeles terminal, talk to a TSA supervisor. This TSA supervisor told me exactly what I needed. And of course, it all started with, do you have an insurance card? My purse is gone. Do you have this? My purse is gone. And then he started talking about medicine bottles. Do you have a medicine bottle with your address and name on it? Do you have, can you get something off the internet? Voila. And he said, now let me warn you that you're going to get full body pat down, and all of your luggage is going to be searched, so you want to come in early. But so long as you can be verified, even if you didn't have all that stuff, we can get you through. And that sounded like the voice of God to me, speaking through this kind man. TSA, you usually get over here, take off your shoes, blah, blah, blah. Throughout everything, because I was grateful for all the lessons, because I was knowing that God was everywhere present, because I was awestruck with everything that I was learning, life opened up to me in beautiful ways. John Milton says, gratitude bestows reverence, allowing us to encounter everyday epiphanies, those transcendent moments of awe that change forever how we experience life and the world. Two little words, thank you. One inside job feeling, happiness, will get you everything that you need, even in the roughest moments, even in those times where you don't know what you're going to do and you're wondering how you're going to get home. Thank you is all you need, is the highest praying. And is that experience of knowing that awe to receive great fullness in your life that brings it. There's a story, one of my favorite stories around this time to tell. It's from Lynn Twist, who asked a brother David, what is the difference between gratitude and gratefulness? Brother David said, there's a story of a tree with two branches. There are two branches of gratitude. One is gratefulness, and the other is thanksgiving. The gratefulness branch is when the bowl of life is so full that it almost overflows, but not quite. So full that it's almost bowled at the top, but not quite dribbling over the edges. And that is the experience of the great fullness of life. And when you're in that great fullness of life, you're one with God. And you're one with the universe. There is no other. And that is so fulfilling that the bowl of life gives way to overflow at last, which flows you directly to the second branch, that is thanksgiving. When you're in the space of thanksgiving, the bowl of life is absolutely overflowing. You're so grateful that there is an other, because all you want to do is to contribute. All you want to do is to serve and share and give and make a difference in someone's life and in this world. And that is so fulfilling that it puts you right back and to the other branch where you experience that great fullness of life, where you're one with God and there is no other. And so you see, you can live your whole life in the two branches of gratitude, being fulfilling to all and knowing that we're all one and having great fullness of life. That is the beauty of being thankful, is knowing that no matter what the situation is, we are all one, we're one with God, and that fills us up, and being grateful for the fullness of this life. And so as we move forward with this gratitude, we open up to the grace of the natural world, the soft, quiet guidance and wisdom that arises from the moments of true allness, of true anticipation. And when we slow down and breathe into it without resisting the big feelings that come with it, we may make enough room to have a direct encounter of the magical creation of the One and of God. And how do we do that? We be in the present moment. We be here right now. We don't allow ourselves to get out of anything because we don't experience the fullness of life and be grateful for it. For in this light of gratitude, we may feel the oneness of all people, all things, and have a glimpse of the extraordinary beauty and power we will never understand, but we can at least be a part of it. The truth is we already are a part of it. To be a part of it, we have to realize that we are one and allow ourselves to open up to be truly the conduit of God's love to ourselves and to one another. To be that beautiful puzzle piece that we call the world. To join in as one mind, body, and spirit. And realize the greatness of each and every person, no matter where they are in their life, no matter how they may or may not hurt you, but appreciating that they're beautiful because they are you and you are they. And we are all one with God. And knowing this, in this time that we passed of Halloween, is so magical, because that's really what life is. It's magic. It's beauty. And if anyone tells you that there's no such thing as magic, tell them magic is all around them, each and every day. And look them in the eye and say, because I know you, and you are magic. And you walk past and say, I know you, you are magic. And you affirm it for yourself, and I know me, and I am magic. And together, we create magic all over this world. So as you move forward, not just this Sunday, not just this week, I invite you for the rest of your life to embrace the fullness of life, the great fullness of life, and allow yourself to be fulfilled and fulfilling. And with that, let us say our affirmation for today. Know that as you're saying this affirmation, it is God, the God as, in, and to that you're speaking to. Thank you, God, for everything I am, everything that I have, and everything that you give. Breathe that in. Whatever the name of your God is, God, Jesus, Allah, place it there. Great Creator, thank you for everything I am, everything that I have, and everything you give. And so it is. Amen.